This is Just Women, every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on Brooklyn's Radio.
And my second guest, Claire Lee of Borrow My Garden and also Venue Queen, companies which provide a venue finding service for clients. Welcome, Claire. Lovely to have you here.
Lovely to be here. Thank you, Linda.
So I understand you started Venue Queen in 2016 and then Borrow My Garden in June this year. Could you give me a bit of background about both of those?
Sure. So I started Venue Queen after nearly 30 years in the hospitality industry and decided that I had a lot of clients and it maybe was now time to work for myself. So that's grown and grown and grown and grown to such a degree that we were starting to be asked for what I would term fairly random requests. So people wanting to do festival-style weddings or festival-style corporate events or team building, but they wanted the outdoor space. They didn't necessarily want what we tend to term as normal conference facilities. So very often they were going to hotels that have got land, but of course you then pay a hotel price, and hotels don't particularly market their outside land, so it's a different marketplace for them. But also we were getting residential people that have large gardens saying, actually, it's about time my land started earning some money. How do we get into that market? So it's on one hand, I've got buyers and on the other hand, we'd got sellers. It was how do we almost make the two fit together and almost put the ball back into the garden owner's court. So my business partner, Joe, who has a photography and she extends Google Street View inside, had a client who had a very large garden, and we did the whole feasibility study on could we get marquees into his garden, how could we make it work, and ultimately we could make all of it work, but we'd then have to build him a website that would then sit on the internet somewhere waiting for somebody to find this one website. It was never ever going to be found. So we did a lot of research. Joe's much more technical than I am. And she discovered that nearly 40,000 people a month are searching for outdoor event space. Wow. But there isn't one individual site for them to go to. So you just have to trawl through all the different search engines to find it. So that could be a farmer's field, could be a residential garden, could be a hotel with land, could be a glamping site, could be a campsite. So it could be absolutely anything, but potentially it could be used. We then started Borrow My Garden, which is a listing site for outdoor event space. And the idea is we are driving traffic to that site so that those landowners get the end client directly, so that there's no sort of mismatch in between. They can search for, can you have dogs? Can you have teepees? Can you have marquees? Can you have children? Can I do team building? What can you do on that land? And once you put in that search and the geographical location, it will then bring up those bits of land that you could then use for that event, puts you directly in touch with that landowner.
Fabulous. In fact, I had a go on your website. I thought it was really easy to use. And I put in team building, team events.
Yeah.
And I've forgotten the name of the hotel, but there's a hotel quite near here. In fact, I've been there before. It's lovely. So how do you get your landowners? How do you go about it? Because it must be quite a task.
Absolutely. With my background in hospitality and hotels, that was almost our first port of call, because there is a lot of hotels that have a lot of land, but they market their bedrooms and their conference space as their key business. Don't necessarily say that we've got 10 acres or 100 acres that you could use. So that was our first port of call, and we've got people coming on board. We've just taken a stand at the glamping show at the beginning of October. And then we're at the Farming Innovation Show in November, and we're having a lot of interest from farmers that are wanting to diversify and starting to see their land make money in different ways.
Right. So let's say I'm a landowner. Well, I mean, to class a landowner, what would be the minimum amount of land, for instance?
To be honest, any size, because we do have people wanting to do filming on there. We do have photographers wanting to come in and do photo shoots. So it doesn't necessarily have to be a large plot of land. But if it's a smaller plot of land, say if it's in what I would term, you know, an average three-bed semi style of garden, you're probably not going to earn your money back by the time you've got your events notice in there and you've got your public liability and you've paid to take a listing. It's is it a feasible thing for you to do? Really, we're probably looking at maybe 1 acre above. But really depends.
So can you run me by with the costings? How much would it cost a landowner, for instance?
Okay, so the idea of this site is we're trying to keep it as simple as possible because we want to put the onus on the landowner. And people, I think the majority of people are like me and don't necessarily understand or want to know all about that. So it talks you through it. So to take a listing for a year, it's £250 for a landowner. And to take a listing as a supplier, it's £99, because very often if you're looking to do a, say, a festival style wedding, you're then going to need a teepee or a marquee. You're going to need toilets. You're going to need a caterer. You're going to need all the other bits that go with it. So it's not just about finding a piece of land. It's about making that event work for you.
Right. So I'm thinking this through. So I'm a landowner. I'm paying £250 to list on your site.
That's right.
And then there's Joe Bloggs who wants to run a wedding there.
That's right.
All the costs now are is Joe Bloggs.
Absolutely. Right, so it's down to that landowner and to speak directly with the Joe Bloggs that wants to have their wedding or do their team building. Speak to them directly, send them pictures, probably get them to come and do a site visit to make sure it's what they're looking for. And then the landowner will contract that end client in directly. And so it doesn't almost come through Borrow My Garden. We're just the conduit, if you like, to put the two people together.
God, it sounds fabulous. Good for the landowner.
Absolutely.
Really good.
Absolutely.
So let's talk about suppliers then, because I looked on your site and there was a good chef on there.
Yeah, absolutely.
And then, was it Emma Bunting? But not the singer, Emma Bunting.
No, Emma Bunting, not Emma Bunton.
Ah, there you go, there you go.
And Bunting is not her real last name. She makes bunting for festival style events, so literally anything that becomes a supplier. So you obviously need the tables and the chairs and the toilets and the kitchen and all those bits that go with it.
Yes,
but people also want the extra bits and pieces that make it seem like a festival as well.
Sounds fabulous. And how have you been doing? Because you've been only going since June?
We're already receiving 3,000 visitors per month onto the site. So it's going phenomenally well.
Wow. And in terms of the percentage that closes from those 3,000, what are we looking at the moment?
Our problem is, because we don't deal with the end contract, we're only putting people in touch with, unless those suppliers come back and tell us,
we don't know.
Right. We do have a live chat facility on the website as well. And this weekend, we've had a couple of people come on looking for venues in areas we don't have any land yet. So that's been really good as well. So we've been able to speak to people directly, get their contact details, and then go out via other means to try and find landowners in those areas to meet that client's needs.
And is that typically by cold calling or...?
No, normally it's from people that we've already started conversations with, but they're doing a bit of investigation, as anybody would if they're going to spend £250, before they want to spend that money, if you like. So by putting people in touch directly, if you like, we get nothing from that until they take that listing. But we're fairly certain that once they've started speaking to people, they'll see that the need is there and they're actually fitting a demand.
And you mentioned earlier about Joe and the photography. So how does that all work together?
So let's say we've got a farmer's field. Very often a farmer's field has probably not had its photograph taken professionally. Joe can go in and take those photographs for them, but she can also do the extending street view inside into their farm so people can see what they're going to get before they arrive.
Oh, brilliant.
Which means it's less wasted time on the farmer's side and on the end user's time, just in case that's not exactly what they were looking for. But they don't have to take Joe on. They might just have photographs they can put up. But
the whole thing sounds like a brilliant concept to me. I thoroughly love the idea. You run a consultancy as well.
Yeah, so Venue Queen, we do venue finding. And then we almost fell into venue finding sort of beginning of last year when we were looking at independent venues for clients. And some of them didn't have the right tools to be able to get the best revenue out of their business. So actually, this is the same for the farmers' fields, if you like, and the campsites and the glamp sites. It's all about revenue management and how you market it and where you take it out to market. So Venue Queen's offering a consultancy almost to farmers now. So I've gone from hotels to farmers, but it's all along the same principle.
Mm. Fabulous. Really good. And if people have got queries, can they phone you, or have they got to send a message through your website? How does it work?
They can phone Jo or I. We've both got profiles up on there so people can see who they're buying into, if you like. They can email both of us, or there's the live chat on site if they're on site and they're trying to navigate their way around. But for us, the whole ethos is to keep things as simple as possible for the end buyer and for the listers.
Right. And of the events that you've run,
yeah,
whether it's on the Borrow My Garden or your other company, what ones stick out for you as being so successful, ones that you've really been proud about?
Oh, there's so many, and they're so diverse, going from the teepee style of events in the middle of a field, if you like, going through to people just want to field a field to go and do team building and quad biking and a bit of survival, and being able to offer that in very different locations is the bit that makes it different. Of course, everybody now wants to be different. They want, yes, they don't want to keep going back to the same place. So we can make that difference for them.
Do you find you're dealing with a lot of corporates these days? Or
we deal with a lot of corporates, and a lot of the bigger corporates tend to have to come through some of the event finding and team building agencies, so we deal with a lot of those as well.
Mm. Wow. And how many of you are there working in the company?
There's Jo and I.
Yes.
And then we've got a couple of other people that work part-time for us doing various different bits and pieces, really.
And if somebody wanted to get into the events marketing business,
yes,
what would you suggest they did?
You almost need to go and volunteer in that sector, and there's always, particularly if you want to be the people that are out there running the events, there's always the team building companies, particularly looking for people, particularly the younger people,
yes,
to go out and run those events.
Runners.
Yeah,
yes,
absolutely.
Yes.
But actually, they're the ones out there running that event and making sure that event goes smoothly. And we're often asked, this is great and I'm really excited, but if it rains, what happens? And the answer is really simple. You're going to get wet.
Yes.
There will be almost a small marquee type of structure that would go up for shelter. But ultimately, if you're doing something out in a field, you're doing something out in the field, and yes, that's the risk you do take.
Yes. So I guess these events range in price dramatically, don't they?
Yeah, depending on what you want to do. And you can do it on a minimal budget and you can do it on an extravagant budget. It really depends what you want to do, how many people are involved, what you're looking to do. Is it all day? Is it an overnight? So it's really difficult to almost give an example and a sample. What I would say, though, is those people that do end up doing it in the rain usually have the best time ever. I have done it in the rain and it is good fun.
What kind of events would that be?
It could be anything. So this was team building. So we were doing laser shooting. We were doing archery, quad biking, and various different things where you have to work together as a team, that makes you really talk to each other. And at the end of it, you get out of it far more things than you ever thought you would.
Absolutely. How many of you were on that event?
On that one, there was 10 of us split into two teams of five.
Okay.
And they always say mixed girls and boys, because girls are far more competitive than boys.
And what kind of sized land was that?
Oh, that was on a large farm. That was a few years ago. And we did different bits on different locations on the farm.
Right. Gosh, my mind's buzzing with possibilities.
Absolutely. Yeah. Well, duck herding and all sorts of blindfolded Land Rover driving. There's all sorts of things,
yes,
you could do that are just good fun. But actually, the company's getting something structured out of it as well, which is really important.
And your future plans?
We've started writing for the Open Air Business magazine. And then they've got what they term an open air business gathering in March. So we're speakers at that event. And we're just watching it grow. So it's really exciting to see which way it's going. And we're almost trying to let it evolve so it takes its natural path and running with it.
Well, I'm certainly going to tell a few people about it.
Thank you.
I know a few landowners.
Thank you.
Unfortunately, we've come to the end of your slot. Do you have a piece of advice for anyone out there who might be listening to you and their minds buzzing like me?
Yeah. Have a look on the Borrow My Garden website. It will take you off to various other websites. Work out what your budget is if you're going to be the one running the event, and then run with that. It's a bit like almost when you need your wedding dress. You wouldn't go on and try one that's worth £10,000 if you've got a £1,000 budget, because it's just not going to work. It's the same in the events world. Work out your budget and then go with everything from there, and then you won't end up feeling as though you've not quite got what you should have done.
Good advice. And to contact you, what's the best method?
We're on email, so it's either Claire or Joe at borrowmygarden.co.uk, or our telephone number even is also on our website, or there's a live chat on our website as well.
Okay. Thank you so much, Claire. That was Claire Lee from Borrow My Garden and Venue Queen.
You're listening to Just Women on Brooklands Radio. You can join in by emailing any comments or questions you may have to justwomen@brooklandsradio.co.uk, or check us out on Facebook. Search for Just Women at Brooklands Radio. Just Women is just what you need.